Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome back to the Mum's the Word, the Parenting Podcast. I'm Kelsey Parker and I'm your host for this week. So what has happened to me this week in the world of being a parent? So I just got back from Sense Parks for the weekend and I just found Bodhi such hard work, like being in the lodge and away from everyone. He just literally, I think he's a bit under the weather, and he just wouldn't cooperate all weekend. Like there was always something. If I said something was blue, he would say it was red. If I said, right, can you put your snowsuit on now, we're gonna go out, I don't want to wear the snowsuit, I don't want to do this. He's really has pushed my parenting skills this weekend. So this week on Mum's the Word podcast, it's great to be joined by a good friend of mine, Louisa Litton. Louisa is an actress known for her roles in EastEnders and The Bill. But when she's not in front of the camera, she also runs a clothing line called Aura Soul with her business partner. And in August 2021, Louisa gave birth to her first child, who is our beautiful baby girl, Aura. Louisa, it's so good to have you on the show.
Hiya.
So you've just come off tour from 222, the ghost story.
Yes, a ghost story. I just finished a week ago. I got home. It was hectic trying to go on tour with a two-year-old. I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. It obviously just threw everything up in the air, like her routine, how she was. She's been so clingy with me ever since. But look, we did it, you know, I did it. And I've sort of proved now to myself that I can work and I can continue with my career, even though I've had a child. So that's a good thing.
Do you remember when we went out before we went to see The Wizard of Oz and you told me, I've just got this job, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I was like, you will just do it. Like, you'll find a way and you'll figure it out. And you and Ben are such a good, like, team and partnership, aren't you? That you did actually make it work.
I don't think I could have done it with anybody else. I said to me the other day, God, if I married anyone else, I wouldn't have been able to do that job.
But he wasn't going to marry anyone else. He was going to marry perfect Ben, who's perfect in every way. I know we joke about it, but he actually is. And Tom used to always say about Ben of how perfect he is, like there's nothing Ben can't do, and he's the perfect partner for you.
I know, he used to message me and be like, oh, for God's sake, why isn't it, now we can do that, now we can do that.
He's a photographer, DJ, he can bake fresh bread.
Now he can be a full-time parent and hold down his own job.
He can be a full-time parent, he doesn't even need you.
Yeah, I know. No, we did it. We got through it and it's done. It's so mad. You get home from a like really intense job like that and it's like it never happened.
Yeah, how are you actually feeling?
Pleased to be home. I think it's a good time of year to be home, isn't it? Like, however you feel about Christmas, it's always going to be busy and manic and people are putting in plans. And so it's a good time. Whereas if it finished in January, I reckon I'd have got home and been like, oh my gosh, like now what? Because you're on such an adrenaline for such a long amount of time, for 3 months. The adrenaline of the job, of the show, of sort of balancing like work and home life. And then you come home and after most jobs, you sort of have a bit of a crash. But I feel like I haven't had the time to, maybe that's just being a mum now though. I don't really have the time to sit and think, oh, how do I feel about that job? How do I feel about what I want to do next? It's just straight back to, you know, the washing, the nappies and real life. Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's probably nice doing the show because it gave you that like bit of independence back, which I feel like as your friend that you lost a little bit on the way of becoming a mum, didn't you? It was like you were a mum, and when you're doing something, it's like I'm Aura's mum and this is what I'm going to do. And I feel like you having that job definitely has launched you back into the world. Like, obviously, I know you've got Aura Soul and you're doing your clothes, but it's definitely given you that foot back in the door of getting that acting buzz, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, because you're right. She was, you know, she was coming up too when I got that job. And up until that point, I had pretty much been with her all day, every day. And even when we'd meet up or we'd go out or we'd go for lunch, or I was still sort of in the back of my head, you know, worried about her nap time and has she eaten. And I was still so immersed in it. So, yeah, it's been good to sort of find a balance and actually know she's okay if I'm not there. That's what was important for me to sort of work out.
I do think it's hard because you sort of had like a... Was she a COVID baby? She was sort of like end of COVID, wasn't she?
Yeah, back end. So actually when I had her, we got COVID when she was 2 weeks old and we were still in the rules of like isolating. I think it was for 14 days. So, yeah, she was off the back of COVID.
But I do feel COVID made everyone so like intense about routine of their child and nothing else to think about. It's like, what does she do? How does she feed? What's her poo look like? It just like was so intense, wasn't it, for us?
I am that sort of person. Aren't I? Anxious Annie over here. So there was no way.
Yeah. Lou's my friend that when we meet up, she asked me every single question. Like, so what does Ray do about this? What does Bo do? What do you do, Kelsey, when they wake up in the night? Like, how do you potty train? Like, she literally will ask me every question, don't you? Because she's a worrier. And I go, what are you worried about? Just chill out.
Because I'm a worrier. So there was no way I was going to go into parenthood and not be that type of mum. And everyone says, oh, you know, if you have a second, it all chills out. And I'm thinking, yeah, it won't for me. So there's just no point. But you do, I guess you relax more as they get older. Definitely. I look back now on times, I think, what was I so stressed about? But everybody says that to you. Everybody that's further ahead will say to you, like, don't worry about that. And I'm doing the same now to my friends that have just had babies. I'm going, oh, they'll be fine. What, you think they're never going to eat solids? Everyone eats solids. And I hear my, like, you speaking to me and now I'm speaking to them.
Because you can't actually remember. When my friends, like, ask me questions, I'm like, I can't actually remember. And I know for me it wasn't actually that long ago, but you know, how did they sleep through the night? I'm like, how did my kids sleep through the night? I can't even remember. Like, how many times did they wake up during the night? Like, I literally can't remember, because then you're on the next phase of the child. So, like, for me now, it's like Bodie doesn't sleep through the night. He always gets into my bed. So I'm on that. Do I get him back into bed? Do I keep him in bed with me? Like,
but how do you feel now about those sorts of... Because, you know, like, when she was younger, I was like, oh, we have to sleep train and they have to do this and they have to do that. And even now, I'm a bit like... Yeah, but there's going to be a time she's never going to want to get in that bed with me. So actually, I quite like the cuddles or the... And so I've noticed that I'm already becoming a bit more, like, lax about the whole
relaxed
thing. Yeah, she's been in my bed.
Relax.
There was a time where I was like, I have to do the sleep training. If it's been not been 30 seconds, I can't go back in the room. And now I'm like, I'll get her in with her.
For me, my mum, obviously I go on what Diane says, because me and my mum obviously co-parent together, really. And my mum goes, well, he's not going to be like 14 getting in bed with you, is he? And also, I just think boys are mummy's boys. That is it. Like yesterday, we've been to Centre Parks for the weekend. Actually, he's a mummy and nanny's boy. And we dropped my mum home and he hysterically cried for about an hour afterwards, going, I just want nanny. I want nanny. Where Aurelia has never, ever behaved like that. Like, she actually is so like, oh, we're home. Oh, there's Christmas decorations up. Like, she's on to the next thing. Whereas Bodie literally couldn't come back from it either.
What, because she'd gone? Oh, stop.
Yeah, because he wanted to see my nan. But he's at a really awkward phase at the moment. Like, everything is just him being awkward. Like, if I say something's red, he says it's blue. Do you know what I mean? He's in that phase where it's like, he basically just wants to argue the whole time with me. And I'm really having to be strict. And he's so dramatic. And really, I've always thought that Aurelia is going to be like the one who's dramatic. But it is Bodie all day long. Like, when he's like ill, I'm like, does he really feel that ill? But actually, I've figured out, like, especially over this weekend of like being with them like all day, every day, that he's such an actor. And I think he's blindsided me, and he is the actor and the drama. And I just think he's so much like his dad. So you loved doing the tour then? You literally loved doing it?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved, just loved doing the show, to be honest. Obviously, being away from home was difficult, but I just loved doing the show and loved being back working. You know, I've acted since I was, 13 years old is all I've ever known. So after having Aura, that's the longest time I've ever been out of work. It was really hard. It's a really hard industry to sort of, you know, dip in and out of work, like in a normal situation. So especially when you're then at home with a child all day, every day, you sort of, as you said, I sort of lost who I was.
You've acted your whole life, and it was the, oh, why am I not doing it, Kelsey? Am I going to get back into acting? And you're like, I've just got this job. And I said, that'll be amazing for you. But I think, for especially in our industry and what we do, it's so tough when you have a baby, because you sort of, it makes you feel like, is someone going to employ me again? Like, I know I've had a child, but am I employable? But of course you are, and you made it work. But how did you and Ben make that work?
Okay, so I started the job going, right, you know, they're going to come with me every week. And I booked all these like 2-bedroom apartments so she could have her own room. And one of the women that I was working with is a mum of 2. She was like, yeah, I'll give you the first 2 weeks and you're going to be changing this. And I was like, no, they're going to be with me the whole time, because obviously Ben can work remotely. So the plan was they were going to come. I was going to have her in the day. I was going to go and do the show. And, you know, well, after like week 2, it was chaos. I was doing 2 shows a day. So I was actually leaving her by like 11:30, meaning Ben pretty much had to have her for the whole day in wherever we were. You know, you're in the middle of nowhere. And she just wanted to be at home. She literally sat there saying, home, home. And I don't think I realized what stage of her life she was at and how aware of where she was that she was, if that makes sense. She just wanted to be home. And the moment we got back in the front door, she was like, fine again. So I said to Ben, well, that's it then. You're going to have to stay here. And then I ended up just traveling. Some weeks I commuted. Some weeks I was like driving home, getting in at like, you know, from when I did Greece at 4 a.m. to be at home for 12 hours. And then I was gone again. But I got to the point where I just realized actually her being at home was more helpful to all of us than her not.
Yeah, and also, Lou, like, you were doing a hard job, like, coming off stage and even unwinding from the job and then having to be a mum the next day. Like, that would be really tough.
And also, obviously, because she wasn't at home, she was up all night. So I'd have done 2 shows, got home, she's up all night, then I'm up with her from 6, then I have to get back to work, then I had to, it was absolutely exhausting. Yeah, it was. So then she came home. I was still absolutely exhausted. Because everyone else would go home and have 2 days off. And I'd be like, right, back at it. Let's make cakes. Let's go to something. I just felt like I was going mad.
That is being a mum. Even for me, like going on a night out, I sort of think, oh, is it worth it? Can I deal with the hangover the next day and be a parent? Because I actually don't have anyone that can go, oh, don't worry, I'll get up and make the breakfast. Even I went out last week to Argy's birthday party. He invited me to his birthday at Sheesh so he could sing for us, obviously. That's why he probably invited us.
Thanks for the invite, Arj.
Anyway, you just got on tour. You got no babysitters to step in.
And now I'm only
joking. But it was that. So I went and Mum was like, oh, I'll stay at yours and then I'll do the school run in the morning. And literally, I got back and it wasn't really, really late and I only had like a few drinks. But Aurelia was in the morning going, Mum, like you could hear her just shouting. And my mum was going, there was no point me staying if you're going to go and wake Mum up. She went, I just want to go and give her a kiss. Can I just go and kiss my mum? But it is that what's the actual, like, obviously I had a fun time or whatever else, but I sort of think to myself sometimes, what's the point? Because I've got to get up and be a mum.
Yeah, you sort of like clock watch. This is where I'm at now. Like I have to, like I went out the other night with one of my friends for dinner and she was late. She didn't get there till 8:30. And I was thinking, I wanted to be in bed by 10. Like, and I sort of sit there literally clock watching. And I'm like, it's terrible. You can't, I find it hard to just switch off and just sort of go out. This is the difference between me and Ben. Ben can just go out the house and come swan back in whenever he wants, and you know, whereas if I leave the house, I'm constantly obviously on the phone checking timings, has she done this, has she done that. You just never ever switch off from it. That's the thing.
No, and I do think that is being a mum, isn't it?
it's actually also, for example, when I was away on tour, what I missed, I kept saying to Ben, like, I just miss sort of getting up with her in the morning and our little daily routine. I did really miss it.
I think you live by the routine. Even in the morning, I play CBeebies, so I actually know what's programs on at the time is when they get changed. So just after Peter Rabbit's played, they need to be dressed ready for school. Like, and it's just little things like that that I think if I went on tour, I'd be like, oh, what am I not putting CBeebies on?
I think the only way you can ever switch off is when you're actually physically away for like a period of time. So obviously me being away for say 4 nights, well, yeah, I've got to lay in because I didn't physically have to wake up for her, if that makes sense. So that's the thing, isn't it? Like going out for dinner or going out for the night isn't really worth it. If you're going to go away for a night and stay somewhere, then it is, because at least you know you can have a bit of a lay-in in the morning or just switch off.
When I go and do the treks with G, I won't speak to my mum or the kids when I'm away for that week because I just think I need to focus on what I'm doing. So I don't want to check in. I don't want to know what's happening. And actually, when I did go away this time, she just started school. So Aurelia got a boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So the first week of school, she got a boyfriend.
Yeah, of course.
And so she called it all on. Obviously, this is like a typical woman. So she called on, wanted the boyfriend. Then obviously he then really liked her. And then she didn't want the boyfriend anymore. So by the time I was trekking the Alps, she'd absolutely lost the plot because she didn't want the boyfriend. And she was going, Nanny, can you tell Miss Grant that I don't want a boyfriend anymore? Can you tell Harrison? Actually, and Harrison's my friend Kim's little boy. So it was hilarious. And she's going, can you tell Miss Grant that I don't want Harrison to be my boyfriend anymore? But she'd like called on. So then she'd had this whole breakdown that she didn't want a boyfriend whilst I was in the Alps. And then the teachers are going, oh, do you think she's upset because her mum's away? And my mum was like, no, it's probably because this whole boyfriend situation, like we've now figured out that it was all to do with a boyfriend.
It was nothing to do with you being away at all.
No, so then she now says to people, I'm not allowed a boyfriend because my nan said, I'm not allowed a boyfriend.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Oh, stop it. I'm not ready for this. She's already at that age.
She is hilarious. Like only Aurelia really, wouldn't it? That's crying about a boy being a boyfriend.
Already at four.
Yeah.
Because she's at one.
At four.
Oh, darling.
So you've loved the tour, but now we're back and we've got our clothing line. And how's everything going?
Yeah, so while I was away, it was pretty difficult because I launched a clothing line with my friend and then got a 3-month tour, and it's just me and her working on it at the moment. And I was like, yeah, really bad timing. I can't really ship my like clothing around with me, so we sort of managed.
Can you do everything?
We just had to sort of swap roles. So she was doing all the shipping and everything, and I was sort of working on, like, you know, the emails and the social media and stuff like that. So I am really enjoying it, though. It's something that I first thought about it when I was pregnant, I think. I kind of kept seeing all these, like, matching, frilly, girly, dressy things with mums, and I was like, oh, kind of like that idea, but I wish I could find something a bit more neutral. And actually, since you can sort of find it in most high street shops, which is really annoying. Basically, H&M stole my idea.
But it's nothing like Aura Soul. It's nothing like Aura Soul.
So, yeah, I sat down with one of my friends because she's, you know, she's worked within a sort of fashion before. And I said, I've got this idea. I really want to launch a company that is unisex clothing, but for the whole family. So that's the route we went down. We've got a designer. We've had our we've on our second capsule collection is what we're working on at the moment. And it's selling really well. It's doing really well. I just think nowadays people really like to support independent and small businesses, because I do too. Like even for say Christmas shopping this year, I've not really gone to a single high street shop. Even with like a lot of children's gifts, I've gone on Etsy, and I've sort of gone more down the independent route, which I think most people did after lockdown. Because obviously during lockdown, so many people, which is when I came up with my idea, were like, okay, I need to take this into my control. What can I do to generate an income? Or what have I had a passion for that I've never had the chance to work on? And I think a lot was born sort of from lockdown, and so was Aura Soul London. And yeah, we're still going. So no, it is going well. And it's proved to me that I can, obviously we want to grow the business to the point where I'm not physically at the post office most days. So therefore when I'm away with work, it doesn't matter. Whereas at the time I was like, what happens now? But yeah, no, it's going really well, thanks.
And I think you're proving to people as well that, you know, you can be a mum, you can be on tour, and you can also run your own clothing company as well. There's nothing you can't do, Louisa.
Yeah, but I don't want that to sound like, I don't want people to think, oh my God, how has she sort of got it all together and doing all of that? Because it is really hard. And there are days where I'm like, I just don't have time because I've got to clean my toilets and do the ironing. Like, you know, like normal life stuff, I sometimes think I don't have the brain capacity for all of this. But what was nice was to just be able to take something into my own control. Like, obviously within my career, I'm not in control of what I do. I'm not in control of when my next job is coming. So it was really nice to just have my own thing that I can, my own project that I can work on and that I can grow and that will also like hopefully grow alongside me, if that makes sense. But it's not easy. I don't want to sit here and go, yeah, yeah, I've got my own business. And because I look at people and I'm like, how is she managing all of that? And the truth is, most people have help that they don't let you know about.
Yeah, we speak about this a lot on this show. Yeah, people have definitely got help because it is not realistic. Even for me coming in doing this, like I've literally left my auntie at home making my beds and putting my washing on from Centre Parks. Like I'm so fortunate that my auntie was like, I'll come and help you and I'll come and support you. But, you know, it is all about the support system and the village. I always talk about the village. Like, I wouldn't be able to run the businesses. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing everything that I'm doing without my support system.
Absolutely not.
It's the same. The same for you, of course. Like, I just think this whole Instagram world that we look at and we just think, oh, it looks easy. But, you know, shows like this, we're saying it's not as easy.
And even like talking of the whole Instagram world, I remember when I first had Aura thinking, oh, I'm going to do the whole sort of mummy influencer. We've spoken about it a lot, going down that road. I don't have the time to do it. I don't know how these people, like it was just to get her dressed in the morning and get her out of the house to get to my mum's house or whatever. It's chaos. And I've only got one. How do people make a whole Instagram reel of their morning? I don't understand. How have you had the time to set up a tripod and, you know? So I'm guilty of it. I do it. I am definitely in this world and I'm on social media. It's part of my job. But I just want people to know that's not all it's cracked up to be.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If for me, it's for even when people, like, they say, oh, what do you do? And you're like, oh, like, for me, I'm like, I don't really know what I am. But yeah, I guess I'm a bit of an influencer too. And they're like, oh, I'm like, that is not an easy job in itself. Like, making content, getting content, it is an actual job.
Yeah, when it first all started, I was a bit like, oh, God. But it is hats off to these, like, content creators, because it is a full-time job. It really is. And also, you are a creative. You have to be creative in order to be able to create content and churn it out to the extent that people are doing. You know, and I sit there in bed at night scrolling through watching it. It's not as picture perfect as mums sit there and watch and think it is. And I think that's a really important message to push out there, because it's hard.
Yeah, I went somewhere for an event the other day, and one of the girls there literally does TikTok, YouTube, Snap, Insta, and I'm like, but she's not got kids yet. I'm like, she ain't got kids yet. I'm like, I don't know how she'll be able to do that when she's got kids, because it is tough.
It's tough. And even the days where I'm like, right, I'm gonna do this today, and I sort of like, I don't even know how I'm managing to this podcast and she's not called for me yet. Ben is like in the room next door, that's why. But there were days where I'm like, right, I'm just gonna set up, I don't know, arts and crafts or whatever, and just write two emails. I have two emails to write. Mummy, what's this? Paint everywhere. And I'm like, it's got to 6 o'clock at the end of the day. And I'm like, I didn't even write those two emails today. Like, it's, so how these people will be able to create content, sit there, edit videos, they just won't. And the mums that do, honestly, hats off to you, because it is.
And if they've not got any help, because they've got to have help. I'm sorry, there's got to be someone there.
Yeah.
Or no. I say that they only use a little part of the room. Like when they're filming, they're just using the clean part of the house.
Yeah, of course, they must be. But what's so funny is you're saying about your auntie helping and stuff. Whereas with my mum, if I said to her, like, oh, can you help with Aura because I need to do like an Instagram reel? She's like, you've got to do what? She doesn't see it as work. Like, a lot of people still don't see social media as work. What do you mean you've got to take photos of, you know?
I'm quite lucky because I've got Kris Jenner as a mum, so... She's very on it. My mum's very invested in what I'm doing and can see that, you know, there's rewards at the end of it, and it's also, you know, helping me support my kids and me living in the house that I live in and whatever else. So I'm so lucky that I'm fortunate that my mum is like very on board.
Yeah, and also I think you are very good at it. Does that make sense? Whereas I get so stressed. I'm like, oh, this isn't for me. Whereas I feel like you're just so who you are, that you're not afraid to be like, right, morning, house is a mess, da, 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 and that's sort of the way to go.
It's only because you overthink everything. You overthink absolutely everything.
I know.
But obviously that's what I actually love about you, that you overthink it all. But sometimes you just need to breathe and then, you know, just go for it. Go for it, show people.
I think I'll stick to acting for now.
So what's happening with the acting world? Can we see you back in EastEnders? Is the door still open? What's happening?
As in the character went to prison. I don't know how long.
What did she go to prison for?
I don't even know. It was something that she didn't do. This is why I never know. It was something to do with money laundering or drugs.
What, but you didn't actually do it?
But no, she didn't actually do it. She got framed for something. So it
so she could be out. Very open. How do you feel like you'd cope with going back to EastEnders and having Aura?
I think it would work sort of lifestyle wise, as in I live really close by to the studios. It would obviously be, it's full on. Like with EastEnders, it obviously depends on your schedule and your storyline. But some days I could be there 5-6 days a week for 12-hour days. So I just wouldn't see her.
And is that when you're in storyline?
Yeah, that's when you're in storyline.
So it's 12-hour days, I mean.
But it does balance out. You know, there would then be times where I'd maybe only be in 2 days a week. So then I would be able to have Aura more. So it would definitely, look, mums have done it for years. Mums have been in that show for years and years and have managed it really well. So I'd definitely be able to do it, and I'd be supported because, as I said, there's so many other mums there that would sort of, I guess, help you along the way with, right, you know, this is a good idea, or I've tried that, or have you thought about this? So yeah, I definitely could go back. I feel like she's at a right age now as well, where like she started nursery, she's there 2 days a week. So, and she obviously now understands the concept of mummy going to work and coming back. It's so weird though, but because I've been away on tour and I've been away for sort of 4 or 5 nights at a time sometimes, when I put her to bed now, she sometimes says to me, when I wake up, Nonna, we call my mum Nonna because she's half Italian, Nonna come to get me. And I'm like, no, darling, mummy will still be here. And it's like she's trying to grasp like what just happened, if that makes sense. Long and short, I could go back and I do feel like now would, like from now on would be a good time for me to go back to filming anything, because she understands now that I, that my concept of work, which is good.
And I think they do understand. I think we definitely underestimate them of their ability to understand and to adapt. But also, Lou, before you know it, she'll be at school. Honestly, I actually can't believe that Aurelia is at school now.
I know. Is she enjoying it?
Yeah, she does love it. She just loves people though. So she loves walking to that school. She loves knowing everyone. She just really is a people person. I don't know how she'll fare with work, like schoolwork. At the moment, she comes home and she's like, I want to do my homework. So she's doing letters and she has sketch the letter. So she's really enjoying doing that, but I don't know, you know.
So hang on, now you're at a stage where she, so you pick them up, you bring them back, and then you've got homework to do with one.
Yep.
That's another thing.
And activities. Mine do activities like every night.
Every day. So I know.
At the moment, I don't know whether to move her gymnastics. It's like, do I give her a Monday off? But she literally does Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday activities. And then Thursday and Friday are off days at the moment. But again,
so
with
you
that,
mean she gets picked up from school
it.
And she goes and does something elsewhere. So you've got a pick up. But there, so she's at school. He's at nursery. Well,
he goes to preschool.
So you pick her up, you pick him up, then you take them to where she's got to go.
Yep. So we do dinner and then we'll leave and go to the activity.
And obviously Bodie goes with you.
He comes with, sometimes I might either, he might go to my mum's or he might go to my Auntie Julie's.
And then you bring them back. Then you've got homework to do. I mean, letters, but still.
Yeah.
And then you do bedtime.
Bath and bed, yeah. Book. Also, she gets sent home for a reading book every night. So you have to read the book.
This is too much.
The reading record. And then you've got the mum's WhatsApp group chat as well, which everyone puts loads of stuff in that.
So you had to make new mum friends at the school gate?
Yeah, I've had to make new mum friends. I still am like, I found that quite hard as well, making the mum friends. Like, I've sort of like stuck to the people I sort of knew before. I mean, it's so hard as well. And also, because I do share the role with my mum and my auntie, like they pick up as well, so I don't always see the same people as well. She's in such a big school, but it's making the mum friends. It's all when they start school.
It's all so new. Yeah, it's amazing, and you're doing it on, and you're doing bedtime on your own. I always think of you, actually. Think like you, it's the mornings and the nights that you're doing on your own, and that is hard.
It is hard. But then a lot of parents, you know, their husbands might have to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No.
They are doing the morning routine on their own.
No, I know.
You know, the evenings are hard. They are hard because also for me, I am good cop and bad cop. There's no one else there. So you could be bad cop and go, right, Ben, you're going to be the, or vice versa. Do you know what I mean? You've got Ben to rely on. Like, I've not. So I have to say to the kids, there's only one boss in this house. And they go, that's you, mummy. And I'm like, I have to be that person. And it's sometimes making the decisions for me. I feel like, you know, you and Ben can talk it out and you are a chatty person and you will tell Ben what's on your mind and whatever. But I don't really have that like anymore, which me and Tom would talk quite deeply and openly about, you know, what we're doing with the kids. And it is that for me. It's the, I've got no one to talk to, have I? About, am I doing the right thing with bringing them up?
Yeah, about the decisions that you're making. You obviously feel more pressure because it's all on you. Because you saying that, you know, to be honest, I talk to my mum.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably, I mean, Ben will probably listen to this, but I'd probably call my mum before I'd call Ben anyway.
Put earplugs in this part.
I do on some occasions. Yeah. So I know you've got your mum in that sense, but I know what you mean when it comes to making the final decision on your children. You've got the pressure of it's just you making that decision.
Because my mum says the same thing. She goes, oh, well, do you think I let Johnny make any decisions? No, I made them all. Johnny's obviously my stepdad for those that don't know. But Tom was so opinionated, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing for me, that he would have had an opinion on it. Like even Kel said yesterday, she went, oh, do you remember when Tom told me that as if kids know what time they go to bed? because she was trying to stick to this routine of being like, at 7:30, Albie went to bed, and we went away one Christmas, and Tom turned around to Kelsey and went, do you think he knows what time it is? No, just get him to bed now, like put him to bed at 6 o'clock. And then from that day, Kelsey and Dean like started putting him to bed at 6 o'clock because he was so knackered. Yeah. But it was Tom being like, do you think he knows? And it's so true.
It's so true.
Tom
it's
was
so
always
true.
Like the words of wisdom, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he has an opinion on anything. And to be honest, most of the time he was right, which was really annoying when you just have to make out otherwise. So, yeah, I know what you mean. He's a huge, strong presence.
For those that don't know, I actually met Louisa through Tom. They went and did a tour of Greece for a whole... Was it a year you went on tour for?
Well, we met
How
on
many
the
months
jump.
Was it?
We did the jump together, didn't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
but
we
you,
did the
I didn't
jump.
Actually meet you. I didn't meet you at the jump because...
Because I was first out.
Did you go in week one? Did you go in week one?
You hadn't even packed your case by this point and I was already at home. So I actually met him on the jump. And get this. So we got on really well. Like, I think we was out in Austria together for, say, I don't know, say 2 weeks. We had a really good time. Anyway, I was out first week. And then about a year later, I got... Greece. And when I got the job, I saw on the email that Tom Parker was playing Danny. So I was like, oh, so I called him to be like, and he went, hello, who's this? I was like, you didn't save my number.
Save my...
I never told you this. He was
no,
like, well, who is it? I was like,
that.
It's Louisa. And he was like, oh, you're right, mate. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, this is awkward because we're about to work together for a year and you couldn't even save my number. I can't believe I didn't tell you that.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then we went on tour, yeah, for a year. We basically were, like, sharing places together. We were together the whole time, weren't we? Me, Tom,
yeah,
and the other
really
Tom.
Good friends.
Yeah. And then that is how we met.
And then it was, like, typical husband and wife, you know, behaviour from me because typical Tom doesn't keep in contact with anyone. And I guess me and you became closer because I would arrange when everyone was meeting up, really. That's how we became, like... better friends.
Yeah, I would say that because when we was on tour, you weren't really there. Like, as in, you came up a few times. You didn't like him being on that tour, did you?
No, it's not that I didn't like it. It was like a long time and he expected a lot from me. Like, a bit like what you're saying, that like you expected Ben to be there and whatever, but that person...
Ben came up twice and I said to him actually in the last... I don't mean that in a bad way. I get it because I said to Ben on the last week, you're going to come and see the show again. He was like, nah. But I mean is I got to know you when the job... What I was getting at was when the job finished because that's when I saw you more was when we were back home again.
Whenever Tom did anything, I didn't tend to go loads because I had a life back home and
yeah,
I think
and you
when
were
you're
so
in a relationship,
him having that life.
Yeah, because obviously I had it for like, you know, months at a time when he was in the wanted. He would go off and do like go to America and go here and go there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was
yeah.
so used to him being away. I was like, and also it was quite funny because he hated it so much, didn't he? That I think he was definitely shocked by like the musical theatre world.
It would make me laugh because he'd say like, well, so what acting role do you think I'm going to get next? And I'd sit there thinking, I know you're going to end up in a Netflix show before I am because that's just the way the world goes. But yeah, so that is how we became friends. And yeah, I'd say we got closer when the job was over because then we were sort of all back to our normal lives. Obviously, by that point, I'd met Ben, so we could then do stuff as...
Yeah,
like a group of friends rather than you sort of tagging along on a tour bus, you know?
Yeah, being like, hi guys,
which
it's
no
me
one
again.
Wants to do. Yeah, no.
And then we've sort of gone through this experience of having children together as well, haven't we?
Yeah, and I do think having kids brings you closer to different people, like you, other Kelsey, you know, people that had kids before. The moment you have a child, you have people that you can go to, and as you said, like you can create your sort of network and your team. And I always find that it's funny that I go to people for different stuff. So like I could say to you, how do I do potty training? I could, you know, like you, because you go to the people, I guess, that you like how they parent and their style of parenting.
Get the job done. My moral of parenting
but because of that, and because you're relaxed, and you know, and I know a lot of it is because of everything that happened, you sort of had to sort of sit back on, or just be, I guess, a bit more relaxed. And your style is more, we've just got to get on with it. And I really like that. And I like that I can sort of try and take that from you.
I try.
Most of the time I don't.
Yeah.
I do try. But yeah, I would say that we've got close a month now. We've become mums. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I just can't believe
we've been through a lot, girl.
And it is funny because now, yeah, we definitely have. Now, when I go out with like my events I go to, some of the girls like I'm with are like 23. And like what you said, like the other day I was out and I was looking at the time and I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Oh, it's 9:30. Oh, it's 9:45. Oh my God, I'm not going to be home till 11. Then I've got to get up and do the school run. And then I tell them, I was like, I've got to do the school run. And they go, I can't believe you're a mum and you're going to do the school run tomorrow, because at 23 and however old you are, you can't actually think that far ahead that one day you're going to be a mum and having to do the school run.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that I'm that mum doing the school run now.
After an event. I mean, it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are the kids when you take them to like events and stuff? You know, like you go to a lot of like kids things. Are they like, how are they within it? Do they sort of understand it, or do they take it in their stride?
Do you know what? I'm quite not strict when it comes to that. I don't know. Like, I'm like, kids, we're going to an event and I want you to be grateful for everything you're going to get at this event. Like, I try to make them grateful, because what they're getting to experience right now is, you know, incredible. Like, even how many Christmas events they've been to and the gifts they've got and, you know, the places they're going to, they are very fortunate children. So I just want them to be grateful and thankful for everything they've got. So, but you know what kids are like, they're not all the time. So we went to Hamleys the other day for a Hamleys event, and all they wanted to do was go and get a toy. But I actually felt so bad by the end of it, because they were like, we were downstairs and they had like Father Christmas and they had gingerbread decorating and whatever else. And it was really, really nice and a singer, but their kids in a toy shop. Like, all they wanted was a toy.
They're like, in a toy shop. What else is that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't really care about decorating a gingerbread right now. Like, I want to go and get a toy. And they went on and they were having like the biggest breakdown. In the end, I was like, right, come on, let's go and get my toy, because I did actually feel quite cruel at the end of it.
They were in a massive toy shop, and so then they're like, well, we don't understand why else we would be here.
Yeah, we're in a toy shop. You want me to be at an event at a toy shop? No, I just want to go and get a toy. So we did. I think he got like a little Paw Patrol, and oh, she loves like slime and squishy stuff. So she got something like that, and they were so happy. It's tough, isn't it? Like, even that, like, people go, oh, that's probably easy taking in there. But you also don't want to be that person where your kid's acting like a brat.
I meant more in the sense of like, do they understand like if you're getting your photo taken, or like, do they understand that world now? Because obviously when Tom was sort of at the height of his fame, you hadn't had kids yet. So do they know that world, if that makes sense?
I think they're getting used to it, and they're like, oh yeah, my mummy has pictures. I don't know what they tell. I don't know what she tells school that I actually do for work. Because I go, what
I'd
do you say mummy does?
Told her boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Or her friends. I just dread to think what
I
she actually talks about.
I can get you to the Hamleys event.
Do you want to be my boyfriend? Because I can get you to Hamleys. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they think. I think for them, it's just the norm that they go and their mum gets pictured, and it's normal that they go to events, I guess, now. Because that's all they've ever known, really, since they've been born. That, you know, and especially Tom being, you know, there's so much footage of Tom, and they know that their dad was famous and he was a pop star and he was in a band, and they know it all, especially Ray. She knows everything, doesn't she? So,
yeah, I guess so. She is sort of, she does understand that world. Yeah, that's what I meant. I just thought, I wonder what
And it
they
sort
think,
of becomes the norm. But, you know, even with Aura, she'll think the same. Like, oh, my mum just goes on tour. My mum's in EastEnders. Like, my mum's a bit of a face.
I know. It's weird, because I took her to see like a local show thing when I got back. And I said, oh, like, this is, we're going to see a show, darling, on the stage. And that's what mummy was doing. Because I kept saying to her, like, so I'd FaceTime her every day when I was putting my makeup on in the dressing room to go and do the show. And she'd say, bye, mummy. Mummy, go and do her show. She didn't know what that meant. She just knew the word show was related to my work. So then I went to see this, yeah, like, local show. And I said, darling, this is a show. This is what mummy was doing. And I did think, like, does she understand what I'm saying? Like, does she know now that that's what that was?
But I don't reckon she could comprehend it unless, like, seeing you on the stage and doing it.
To do it, yeah.
Like, with them and Tom, like, they've seen him on stage and they've heard his music, so they know that that's what he did.
Yeah, they get it. Yeah.
But I think with me, they're a bit like, what does my mum actually do? She can't do a podcast. What does that even mean?
Have they seen you on telly?
They've seen me on telly. But what I was finding was, especially after Tom died, it was really confusing them because she would watch the TV and see me on it, but I didn't realise that, well, obviously, you don't know what they're seeing behind, do they? And they were putting lots of pictures up of me and Tom and Tom. So then she was getting confused, being like, is my dad coming back then?
Oh, because she could see you on the telly and then you in person and then him on the telly, but not.
Yeah. Because even Bodie said to me last Monday, you know, it is just for us, it's just, you know, it's just constant, isn't it? This talking to him about Tom and losing Tom. And he was like, he put his Bolton kit on and he was like, my dad's coming back tomorrow. And I was like, is he? And he was like, yeah, I've got a plaster for dad and everything's going to be better and dad's coming back tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God, like, it's so hard, isn't it? And you wanted to go off and just be like I wanted to be in tears because, you know, it's not as simple as that. And in their world, I wish it was as simple because he probably does miss his dad, doesn't he? And he wants him back.
Yeah, of course. And that's the thing, isn't it? How do you explain when they're that young? But I guess what you've always done is sort of be very open and honest and just use the right words. I know I've sort of learned that from you. And that's the best way. Otherwise, they get confused.
And also, the day before, we'd gone to Tom's bench. So I think that had confused him. Let's make this light because we all had a love for Tom,
sorry.
Didn't we?
This is what we all do. Yeah,
and this is about you and what you're doing.
He'll love it. He'll be sat there now thinking, this is all about me again.
And he'll be like, look, I created that friendship. Which he did. He did create our friendship. And we are thankful for Tom that he did bring us together.
Yeah, he did. And that's that. And now we're mums. And now we've got screaming kids running around after us.
And now we're like, we're mums. But Lou, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And thanks for coming and thanks for being on Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast.
No, thank you so much. Honestly, I could talk to you all day. So please get me out of here.
I'm a celebrity. Why don't you go on that next?
No, thank you so much. I was thinking this the other day, why aren't you doing it?
Well, I'm a celeb.
I think we can get you on that next year.
Oh, I don't know if I'm tough
enough.
And
I'll come to Australia and meet you on the bridge. That's what I'll do.
Okay, fantastic. But I don't actually know if I'm that tough. You know, like, people think I'm really tough
and
strong.
You'd be amazing.
I don't know if I am, Lou.
You'd be amazing on that show.
Oh, I feel like you've got to be a different
sort
of toughness.
Let's get it out there.
Put it out there.
Kelsey Parker, I'm a celeb next year. Yeah, you'd be great.
I'll see you in Australia. Thanks, Lou. Do you have a question you want me and my guest to answer? Get in touch by emailing askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on WhatsApp. Our number is 07-599-927-537 or leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.